Thank you very much, Mr. President. Can I take this opportunity to thank you and your delegation for all your tireless efforts on the report? It has certainly not been an easy task. Can I thank you also for circulating the latest draft yesterday, Rev 2? My delegation has now had the opportunity to review this version, and I will get straight to the point. Our view is this: the draft does not contain everything that we had hoped for. It does not contain our preferred language on some things, but in a spirit of compromise and to deliver on our undertaking to be as constructive as possible, we can live with this draft and we would be ready to join consensus. In relation to paragraph 23, my delegation has been very clear since the beginning of the negotiations that our main concern was to ensure that the report accurately reflected the facts of the CD's consideration of the draft decision for a technical update to the rules of procedure to reflect the equality of men and women. In particular, we have been consistent in our call for this paragraph to include a simple factual statement on the outcome of that consideration. That is, that consensus was not reached. The sentence in Rev 2 in this paragraph is not the sentence we proposed, but Mr. President, it does the job. But I must be very clear on this point. The language in Rev 2 on this point is the absolute minimum that my delegation can accept. And we will insist that this language is retained. But at this stage, we urge all delegations to take a constructive approach. We all have proposed edits that we would like, but we must all exercise restraint in calling for them. The draft you have presented, Mr. President, does the job. I thank you very much.